How would you characterize the regular session and the special session that has happened? How would you sum that all up to date?
3 adjectives: tenuous, protracted, and contentious. And we're now in this, I think, lose-lose situation of brinksmanship politics, where shutting down the entire government for the state of Alaska is effectively being levered to try to get a large and, from my mathematical estimation, unsustainably large permanent fund dividend.
Possibility of a government shutdown, depending on who you talk to. What's the likelihood of that, do you think?
I think it's so untenable to leverage a government shutdown for specific policy wants and desires. So I'm optimistic this will get resolved and like cooler heads will prevail. But it more seems a question to me, sort of like how close to the brink we go before cooler heads prevail. Like, I like cooler heads to prevail tomorrow. I would have liked cooler heads to prevail 3 weeks ago. But I do think it's unlikely that this will get pushed all the way to government shutdown on the last day of the month, because there'll be so much political consequence for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, what does government shutdown look like in your communities? I mean, expecting like fish and game offices and state troopers offices to close if that does happen?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm going to start buffing up on all the implications and consequences, but commercial fisheries, including the troll opener in Bristol Bay, are one of the most immediate and obvious casualties of a shutdown. There's a whole host of others, but that's just for starters.
What compromises can happen to avoid that? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the whole thing is kind of like unnecessary to begin with. I mean, the governor is, he's basically inventing a legal interpretation around the effective date clause, which is just like legislative jargon for when stuff takes effect, that is, to my knowledge, and in the opinion of the legislative council within the legislative branch, not founded and unprecedented. So he's like kind of using this like new and original legal interpretation to effectuate a potential government shutdown, and then is using that potential government shutdown as leverage to ask for a larger permanent fund dividend, which will spend down the permanent fund beyond a sustainable amount. So I mean, like, basically he needs to like back off that like unprecedented and I would say unreasonable position. And I think he will. I think it's kind of like foolish and going to waste a lot of time and energy while we wait for like till we eventually like arrive at that more reasonable and precedented conclusion.
What can you say about the state budget that did pass the legislature in terms of its funding levels for programs?
Yeah, I mean, the irony is the budget that we passed, notwithstanding the dividend, is nearly identical to what the governor himself proposed. So, I mean, I don't know how you explain it. I would love to hear him sort of speak to that, but it's like a very like there's slight reductions and trimming of the budget as has been consistent with really the last 6 to 7 fiscal years, downward pressure on the operating budget, but it doesn't like wholesale eliminate programs and services that Alaskans have come to expect and depend on. So it's like a pretty flat, it's basically like a flat funded budget, like similar to last year, with like downward pressure in certain agencies.